All right, first thoughts, WWIB, good morning. And my first thought is for my wife and son who are in Liberia, West Africa. Did talk to them yesterday, so that was good. Michael was saying, man, the people work hard here. The kids and adults, I mean, they're out selling from early in the morning until late at night. And it just is something that 7 years since he's been back to this, one of the poorest nations in the world that he was born in, grew up in, just didn't stand out to him as much. But Peggy's got a prayer calendar, and so if you don't mind, I'm going to share some of those items. They are 5 hours ahead of us, so the prayer item for today, it's about midday there, coming up on noon. But she said the first Starfish Kids Distribution Day at Hope for Life going on today. That's one of our schools. And pray that all the supplies are ready to go. And she told me yesterday that they were, and so good news there. Also, September is World Alzheimer's Month, which includes a campaign to raise awareness on Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Sandra Darling with the Cleveland Clinic says mild forgetfulness can be a normal part of aging, but memory lapses that impact daily life could be a sign that you should see a doctor.
When you're experiencing more forgetfulness, like forgetting appointments frequently or forgetting names of familiar people, another sign to look for is when you get lost in a familiar place.
Dr. Darling says
the most important thing you need to know is that you want to see your primary care doctor right away to be evaluated, to determine the underlying cause, and to get treatment.
Alzheimer's symptoms often appear after age 65. More than 7 million Americans are living with the disease, according to the Alzheimer's Association. So, today in history, it is the 247th day of the year, September 4th, heading into Labor Day weekend. And in history, in 1957, the first Ford Edsel was introduced to the public on this day after months of secrecy.
This is the Edsel, unlike any other car you've ever seen. This is the Edsel.
Yeah, the car featured 27 items not included on any other cars. Among the items featured were cruise control. Even back then, wow, electric door locks and four headlights. Ford announced the end of the Edsel program in November of 1959, a little over 2 years later. Also on this day in 1988, actors Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick were married. The couple still married to this day. So happy 38th wedding anniversary to one of the happiest couples in Hollywood. And actor Hervé Villechaize died at the age of 50 on this day in 1993. Best remembered for his roles as the evil henchman Nick Knack in the 1974 James Bond film The Man with the Golden Gun, and for playing Mr. Rourke's assistant Tattoo on the TV series Fantasy Island, where his catchphrase was, Z-plane, Z-plane. Yes, I remember. Okay, and finally this morning, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today titled, If You Don't Like Who You've Become, Head in a New Direction and Give Yourself Some Time and Grace. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, Now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Goff says, John Newton became a Christian when a storm struck his ship as it was returning from a trip to Africa. He decided to follow Jesus in 1748 and he stepped off his ship in England a new man. You might have heard of John Newton because he wrote the hymn, Amazing Grace. Goff says, you would think the guy who wrote this amazing song was as perfect as freshly fallen snow, but Newton was also part of a time in human history when people owned and traded slaves. Even as a Christian, he continued his work as a captain on a slave ship for years and invested financially in slave operations even longer. Decades after he started following Jesus, Newton woke up to the horror of the slave trade and began working to end it in England. He said his time in the business would always be a humiliation to him, and he joined leaders in the abolitionist movement like William Wilberforce. Testimonies like Newton's always resonate with me, says Bob Goff, because I know my whole life didn't turn around the moment I decided to follow Jesus. It's been a lifelong process of waking up to new things that I need to hand over to God so I can grow. What we do right doesn't get us in, and what we do wrong doesn't rule us out. Goff says, what I love about John Newton's story and the experience of so many people of faith is this. We are always given the opportunity to become someone new. When you wake up and realize you don't like who you've become, just move in a new direction. Is it going to be easy? Of course not. Do it anyway and give yourself a little time and grace to get there. Closing questions, two of them today. What parts of you have changed already? Which parts are still being changed? Well, Police apparently love to collect the wildest speeding excuses, and we have a few to share with you.
Here's the thing. Being a law enforcement officer, it is a difficult job. Show appreciation to the men and women in blue, by the way, who protect and serve us. But you've got to find some ways to keep it lighthearted. So sharing some of the ridiculous, bizarre excuses for speeding they've been given, I'm sure, hopefully helps with the mental health a little bit.
Well, yeah, and like the Eau Claire Police Department, they're great with their social media, aren't they? So, all right, here's some of those excuses. So apparently one driver claimed a grasshopper had landed on the windshield as the couple in the car left town, so they decided to see how fast they could go before the grasshopper blew off. And during the stop, the grasshopper was still on the car.
That is incredible on the grasshopper side. Sometimes I wonder if the officer was laughing too much to write out the ticket.
I guess.
Bizarre but real and true speeding excuses. A woman said she was using an app that told her where police speed traps were. While messing with the app, she wasn't paying attention to her speed and ended up speeding. That is irony.
You know, having gotten a speeding ticket or two, and again, by God's grace, it's been more than 8 years. Thank you. But you can understand the temptation to offer an excuse. And here was another one. Someone tried an understanding approach with a trooper. He stopped a woman for speeding in her turbo engine SUV. She explained with the vehicle's engine, it just wants to go and go.
What can I do? I'm not even in control of this. That was before the whole self-driving cars, probably. Yeah. Wildest speeding excuses. Another trooper said he pulled over a speeder doing 85. The man explained he was trying to return the car, which was a rental, early to save $150. The fine for speeding was $175 plus court costs, and he did not get the car back early enough. There you go. I remember our own Paul Anthony back in the day told me he got pulled over once because he was listening to a Packers game, and it was very exciting. And he said he got pulled over for speeding, and he told the officer, he said, I truly wasn't meaning to speed, but I was so excited about the Packers game, I unwittingly just pressed the gas pedal down. And the officer said, yeah, that happens, and let him go with a warning.
There you go. Those warnings are welcome for sure.
We appreciate, again, our men and women in uniform, whatever that may be.
In England, a blind man was convicted of dangerous driving.
Yeah, apparently he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. A study sheds light on how memories endure over time. Researchers have identified a crucial element in the brain that acts as a memory glue.
With my brain, I could use memory gorilla glue.
Couldn't we all?
The number of coffee shops in the U.S. is now around 45,000.
45,000, so 40,000 Starbucks and the rest.
Yeah.
A woman in Spain returned from vacation to find three strangers living in her home.
Hey, it could have been much worse. They could have been relatives.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Experts are concerned about a resurgence in the popularity of tanning among young adults.
The same generation that panics over microplastics is fine with becoming a human raisin.
Go figure.
Doctors found conclusive evidence that the appendix is both important and highly useful.
Now, if they could just explain why I have hair on my toes.
Right?
And finally, a survey found that more than 3/4 of obese Americans think they have healthy eating habits. And about 40% of them also said they do vigorous exercises at least 3 times a week.
Pretty sure eating a carrot doesn't count as vigorous exercise.
No.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. And we say thank you to our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard for making time in his busy day to come join us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Ronnie, good morning and great to see you.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
So, before we talk about Taste of the Orchard, Labor Day weekend, the store opening 7 days a week starting Tuesday, et cetera, you guys were at the State Fair recently, and not only are you guys featured the cider, the Wisconsin Apple Growers Association, right, uses Avenue Orchard apple cider.
That is correct.
At the fair, but also you guys took home some hardware in the form of some award-winning products, some ribbons, once again.
We certainly did. Our chocolate and cherry jam took second place in the chocolate and beyond category.
And again, this is the Wisconsin State Fair. No offense intended to county fairs and local fairs, et cetera, too. This is the big kahuna, the state fair.
And this is with all of the other chocolatiers from Wisconsin area. So I mean, it's like, come in second place. It's like, yeah, we were pretty high.
I know you mentioned, too. I mean, and again, there's fancy. You know, nothing wrong with hoity-toity fancy chocolates and things like that, but that's kind of what you're up against.
Right.
And you took second place in that whole category.
And we took second place, yes. Molasses cookie took second place in the bakery's best baked goods.
Very good.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, those molasses cookies are just fantastic, and I know you sell a ton of them.
Our blueberry habanero took third place in the hot category. Safari.
It's a very good jam.
And that's, again, that's with all of your salsas, your hot salsas and your hot sauces and stuff like
so,
that.
So, I mean, you're up against a really wide variety of products.
Right, right. Caramels. Our caramels took third place in tempting treats category.
Very nice. And again, those caramels, so the real homemade caramel is what is on your caramel apples.
Right. And that's one of the comments they made. This has got to be on a caramel apple. It's like, and it is.
We've got that covered. We've got that covered.
We've got it covered. Caramel popcorn. Our caramel popcorn took fourth place in satisfying snacks.
I love that all of these are alliterated. You know, tempting treats and satisfying snacks.
Yeah, yeah. And then, last but not least, our chocolate chip cookie took fourth place in chocolate and beyond.
And here's the thing. I don't know what could be a more competitive category than chocolate chip cookies and just the chocolate category in general. And I remember your daughter, Misty, she and Shelley are kind of the geniuses behind the Creation Kitchen. She mentioned, I think it was over 16,000 chocolate chip cookies you all sold last year.
Yes.
And that's just one of multiple varieties of cookies. And, of course, as we get closer to the holidays, people probably want to start thinking about some of those cookie trays. I mean, and you think that there's a lot of Avenue Orchard cookie varieties at the stores and the farmers markets. When the ladies get going with those trays, I mean, they brought us one here, and it was amazing how many Christmas treats and things like that they can stuff on there. All sorts of varieties.
Right. And that's going to be something that you can sample at the Taste of the Orchard.
So let's
talk. And maybe even put in your order.
Yeah, get your order in early. Again, always a great idea to be thinking ahead. So let's talk about Taste of the Orchard. So starting after Labor Day, you guys will get a well-deserved rest on Labor Day, but the store is open 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow and Sunday. So folks can get all stocked up.
Right, right.
So Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, take a rest on Labor Day. Then starting Tuesday, you go full bore 7 days a week, 9 to 5, the store is open.
Yep, yep. And apples and, you know, again, everything that we can make and provide with you fresh will be there.
Those caramel apples, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. There is shortbread, there's original, there's drizzled, and I believe cheesecake is the new flavor of caramel apple. Yes. And again, all of these made with that real homemade State Fair award-winning caramel.
Right, right. The caramel apples, we have already brought them out. They've been at the market. But with the predicted weather for this weekend, we're just not going to bring them to the market. Because by the time we get it on the table, the caramel would probably
It'll be hot caramel. It'll be hot caramel. Bring your ice cream. Yeah. Those caramel apples will be available at the store this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5.
Yeah.
So if you're hankering for a caramel apple, go ahead and pick that up here for the Labor Day weekend. So we've got, again, 1 to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, the store is open. 7 days a week starting on Tuesday, and then we are not far away, September 19th, it's a Saturday, all day, 9 to 5, the 5th annual Taste of the Orchard at the Avenue Orchard store.
Just lovely. Getting excited and busy.
And this is a chance for folks to sample all Avenue Orchard products. So, I mean, it's not just jams and jellies, even though there's a ton, but, I mean, there is endless, boundless creativity with what they
We're spreading out a little bit more this year, so there's more individualized tasting places to go, so visit it all.
As a family who loves Costco and Sam's Club samples, this is so much better. So much better. Because it's not just, oh, well, here's a, you know, a cracker and have jam or jelly, which is delicious. But, I mean, you guys do all sorts of things. I mean, how do the jams and jellies pair with meats? You know, what are the different cookies that you have, or, you know, other baked goods? I'm trying to think. There were breads and all sorts of things last year as well, too. Yep. I mean, I don't even know how many samples, but probably a couple dozen or more. I mean, maybe even more than that.
Oh, yeah. We got like 7 or 8 different stations this year.
Yeah. And so, again, sweet and savory, and, you're just inviting folks to come get a taste, as we say.
Exactly.
So that'll be September 19th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. No RSVP needed, just come hungry, show up, and taste what we've been talking about for such a long time.
In the store already, we have Zestar apples, Paula Red apples. We got a few Paula Reds left, and chestnut crab apples are coming in.
So, again, fall is on the doorstep. The apple varieties are starting, and more coming out. There's just so many things to enjoy. And you guys are still at the farmer's markets for a bit yet as well, too. And so I believe you're at Menominee and Chautauq tomorrow morning.
Chautauq's the last one for the season.
The last one for
Chautauq. Saturday. So folks up there by Chautauq, get out there and see us.
Pine Lodge Shop and then Wilson Park in Menominee. Always a ton going on. I know my family loves Taste of the Orchard, so we're looking forward to it. But again, get stocked up for the Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m., and then 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. starting on Tuesday, 7 days a week. We'll see you again in a couple weeks here, Ronnie.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
Good luck with everything that you guys do.
Thank you so much.
That's our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, the best of the week. Think of it as an audio trail mix. Well, it's the end of the month. That means another Made Pro winner.
Yes, WWIB is partnering with Made Pro this year to give a deserving veteran or current service member a free four-hour cleaning every month.
And a big hooray to August's Made Pro winner, Mr. Schwab.
Now, his wife wrote, "My husband has spent 20 years serving in the U.S. Navy, answering the call whenever his country needed him." She says he has missed holidays, special occasions, and precious family moments so that others could enjoy the freedoms we often take for granted.
A giraffe's roughly 20-inch tongue is long and dexterous enough to help clean its ears.
Oh.
I mean, they got to clean it some way. They don't have Q-tips.
Yeah, use your tongue. Tuesday trivia here on the Whip Wake Up Show. You know the drill. And here's the question. And it's fairly brief. There are about 140,000 of these. There are about 140,000 of these. Of what?
Hey, this is Joe. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
All right, Joe in Eau Claire, what do you think?
Well, I was wondering, 140,000, are we talking in Wisconsin or in the country?
We're not telling you. We're just saying there might be a clue, but Joe, I know you're fishing for clues early, but we're just saying there are about 140,000 of these. You draw your own conclusions and guess.
The first thing that came to my mind was Starbucks.
Starbucks. There are about 140,000 Starbucks.
There are a lot of them. Could that be it? Sorry, Joe.
Tesla cars.
I am seeing more and more of those, Merrick. More and more and more. And probably because I heard about the self-driving feature that some friends of mine got. And I'm like, that sounds really great for long road trips. So then you notice them more and more. So are there 140,000 Tesla vehicles?
That's not it. I was thinking, Caleb, maybe because you're going to tell us you got one, but that's not what you're saying.
I did not. Right. A little out of the price range, but I would like one. I really would. So here's what you have. There are about 140,000 of these in the United States. The majority of us have seen one or more. They are outdoors, and they are made of metal.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
I'm going to guess those blue public mailboxes.
Blue public mailboxes. She even gives us a color. There are about 140,000 blue public mailboxes in the United States.
Absolutely correct. You're going to Topper's.
Yes, indeed. Great job sleuthing that out, putting together the clues. Yes, about 140,000 of those blue public mailboxes. Train robbery is still a thing. Criminals stole $200 million worth of goods from 75,000 thefts on U.S. freight rail networks last year. In 2025, $200 million worth of train robberies.
I had no idea.
For perhaps my favorite commemoration of the entire year, September is National Velociraptor Awareness Month.
That's a mouthful.
Also tonight on our sister station, WOGO Radio, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook, just after 6:30 p.m., we'll start with highlights from last week, Chi High and Memorial, but also inviting everyone out to Chippewa Falls. It is Veterans Night. Veterans receive free admission. There will be a miracle minute after the first quarter for the Hands Foundation providing for homeless veterans. It'll be Chippewa Falls and Menominee on the field in Big Rivers Conference play, but again, veterans from anywhere are encouraged to come to be honored and will receive free admission at Veterans Night, Duray Field in Chippewa Falls.
Such a cool event that Chi High Football does each and every year, closing out the best of the week.
There we go. Thanks, as always, for putting that together, Havel.